USA Radio News.
Another woman came forward to accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of bad behavior during drunken house parties decades ago. Kavanaugh denies the allegations. 55-year-old Julie Swetnick said she knew Brett Kavanaugh in high school, attending more than 10 house parties with him between 1981 and 1983. In a signed statement, Swetnick alleges that in high school, Kavanaugh would drink excessively and engage in abusive and physically aggressive behavior toward girls, and that Kavanaugh was involved in efforts to spike drinks at the parties and then have sex with girls who had lost their ability to say no. She claims she was the victim of one of these gang rapes and that Kavanaugh was present. She does not allege that Kavanaugh himself raped her. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump is now saying that he fully supports a two-state solution in the Middle East. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
For the first time since taking office, President Trump endorsed a two-state solution as the best way to resolve the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. He voiced that opinion while meeting at the UN with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and told reporters he believes that two states, Israel and one for the Palestinians, quote, works best. He'd previously been vague on the topic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ford CEO Jim Hackett says the Trump administration's tariffs on imported steel and aluminum will cost the company $1 billion. Hackett told Bloomberg Television that Ford gets most of its metals from U.S. producers that have raised prices due to the tariffs imposed by the Trump administration this year. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Typhoon Trami, a large, powerful storm off the coast of Japan, is expected to make landfall in the southern part of the country on Saturday, according to meteorologists. The storm was heading north toward Okinawa and was forecast to make its way on land in the southern prefecture by Saturday before shifting its course toward western Japan on Sunday. Trami is expected to bring strong winds and rough seas to Okinawa before it makes landfall, with wind and rain forecast to intensify by Sunday in western Japan. Currently, the storm is weakened to the equivalent of a Category 3 hurricane and is expected to carry winds between 115 and 125 miles per hour when it makes landfall in Japan. Rainfall totals could be as much as 20 inches from Kagoshima through Tokyo, potentially causing floods and landslides. A veterans medical center in Minneapolis is getting cited due to a veteran's suicide. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The federal VA Inspector General's report finds failures in the case of a veteran who died by suicide in the facility's parking lot last February, less than 24 hours after he was discharged from its mental health unit. The Minneapolis VA does say it is now implementing the report's recommendations and reviewing how it identifies suicide risk before discharge. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.